Oh, goodness. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. It's funny, you know, it's interesting doing this job. I was just reading the text board, and I've had somebody going after me for about the last 10 or 15 minutes about something they heard at about 10 to 8 this morning, which wasn't on this radio show. It wasn't from me or on any other. And I'm trying to explain to this person, I don't know who you're listening to, but it isn't us. But they get even angrier when you say that. I love that. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. So we've got a bunch of things happening across this country over the next little while. And people right across this country are going to be competing against a whole bunch of cities across the, well, everywhere, from 48 countries in what they call the City Nature Challenge. And Dave DiRocco is with me this morning. Dave, of course, is the Senior Marketing and Events Manager at the Canadian Wildlife Federation. David, welcome back, my friend.
It's good to be here, Tim. I kind of feel like I'm on the Carson show, and this is one of the last guests, so thanks for having me on.
Well, you know, before we even get into why I called you this morning, Dave and I go back a long way because you used to work in this building, too. Back when I started, you were here.
I spent 20 years there, had a lot of fun, and fond memories, so I'm super sad to see you go, but happy you walked out on your own terms.
Yeah, indeed. So thank you, my friend. It's great to talk to you this morning. So the City Nature Challenge is coming to Niagara. It's coming to Welland, St. Catharines, Niagara Falls. Explain to me what this is all about.
Well, it is a fantastic event. It's all about tracking biodiversity in cities around the world. It was started in California. It began as a friendly challenge between San Francisco and Los Angeles to see which city could track the most biodiversity. It's since grown into what it is this year. Like you mentioned, over 667 cities from 48 countries around the world will be participating, including the challenge right here between St. Catharines, Niagara Falls, and Welland.
All right, so how do we get involved in this? How do individuals get involved in this, Dave?
It's a really simple process. All the biodiversity is being tracked through a free app called iNaturalist. If any of the parents out there kind of know what Pokemon Go is, where you go with your phone and try and track down Pokemon, it's very similar with the free app. It's a great way to turn a nature walk into a bit of citizen science. You just open up the app. If you see a bug or a plant or a leaf or a tree that you don't know what it is, you open the app, snap a picture, upload it into the platform, and there's sound recognition and facial recognition, I guess, that tells you what it is you're seeing. So it's a great way to learn and have a real intimate nature connection when you're out in nature.
This is fascinating because I have an app that recognizes plants and trees and leaves and things and tells me what they are. But we can do that with wildlife, too. Now, who are we competing against here, Dave?
Well, we're competing against the world, which is a bit of a challenge when it's April in Canada. I know last year, Calgary had snow, Lake Louise was still frozen, so we are at a bit of a disadvantage, given that it's April and we're competing against San Paulo and Brazil and Japan and California. But it's really a friendly competition. At the end of the day, biodiversity wins because all these observations will be made of various species. Last year, there was 1.9 million observations made of over 57,000 different species. So I like to call this a nature selfie. It's a way for cities around the world to really get an ecological snapshot of what kind of species are alive in their city right now. So who are we competing against? Everybody. The Canadian total goes against the world. But locally, we're just trying to beat Niagara Falls, Tim, because we lost to them by five observations last year. And I feel personally responsible for that because it rained and I didn't go outside last year.
So it's on you, man. It's on
it's
you.
It's on me.
It doesn't matter how big or as little how little the wildlife is, right? Anything is what we're looking for.
Yeah, anything at all. And the reason why it's important, I'll give you an example. Last year in Quebec during the City Nature Challenge, somebody took a picture of a plant they didn't recognize and uploaded it into the platform. Well, the people who verify the observations very quickly realized that it was an invasive species that they did not know was in Quebec at the time. So the local ministry went out to mitigate the problem, did an invasive species poll. But it was a great way for scientists to see what was there. So City Nature Challenge is really a snapshot in time. Here in the city, we'll get a great opportunity to see what's out there. And we can come back in, say, 5 years and go, well, are these species still there? Are there more of them? Have they been overtaken by other wildlife? So it's a real important exercise, but it's also a lot of fun.
So how do people get involved? How do they register? What's the nuts and bolts of all of this, Dave?
Well, the first thing they could do is download the iNaturalist app and go to iNaturalist.ca. If you go to .org, it's sort of the international one. .ca takes you to the bilingual Canadian site. They'll see that there's been over 13 million observations made in Canada so far. If you want full information, just go to citynaturechallenge.ca. That's our page at the Canadian Wildlife Federation. It's got all the information, how you join. There's also links to the St. Catharines, Niagara Falls, and Welland projects within iNaturalist. So sounds complicated, but just go to citynaturechallenge.ca and all the info is right there.
Looks like a fun reason to get out. And weather like today is a perfect opportunity to do it. David, thank you, my friend. Always great to talk to you, and thank you for always joining me when we reached out to you, bud.
Thanks, Tim. We're going to miss you.
Thank you, my friend.